Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Well, I'll start with the Irish Independent, and its lead story is the presidential election, and we know that the nominations close at midday today. And its headline is Steen hopes hang by a thread as potential backers hold out. The presidential race is on course to be the narrowest since 1990 as Maria Steen's hopes to enter the contest as the fourth candidate were fading last night ahead of the deadline of noon today. Ms Steen was late yesterday, still three shy of the 20 Oireachtas members needed to secure her nomination, Mary Regan writes on the front page. Independent Senator Michael McDougall was among those still holding out. Independent Ireland Richard O'Donoghue said a number of government backbenchers wanted to facilitate Ms Steen's nomination but were being whipped. So that story on the front of the Irish Independent. The Irish Times, it has decided to lead with the Trump turns UN address into a MAGA rebuke to the world. Your countries are going to hell, US President tells European leaders in that widely covered speech that went on, I believe, for about an hour yesterday afternoon by Donald Trump. A second story, interestingly, I know he took a shot at climate change and called it a hoax, etc. There's an article on the front of the Irish Times underneath that story on Trump. Climate change behind record summer highs. Caroline O'Doherty writes that Ireland was on course for an average summer this year, but climate change turned it into a record breaker, scientists have found. The unusually high nighttime temperatures that put June, July and August into the record books were made 40 times more likely by the distorting impacts of heating the planet. The average temperature, taking into account day and night over the 3 months, reached 16.19 degrees, beating the previous warmest in 1995 when the average was 16.11 degrees. And it was quite a normal setup, normal rainfall, normal sunshine, but it still led to us having the warmest summer on record, according to Paul Murr, the climatologist with Met Aaron. That story on all the front of the Irish Times. The Irish Examiner, it leads with Trump's autism claims condemned, but also a story that caught my eye on the front of the Irish Times. Tighter restrictions for sale of vapes. Tadhg McNally reports that the government is to ban the advertisement of vapes behind shop counters, mandate plain packaging and outlaw single-use vapes as new laws are prepared to bring them in line with cigarette packaging. Health Minister Jennifer Carroll McNeill is to introduce legislation as part of a clampdown on the industry. The proposals are being introduced through two laws. The first will be used to ban the sale of single-use vapes. The second will move to restrict the packaging of vaping products with particular focus on the colours and imagery on boxes and vapes themselves. So the target there again, the vapes that are being used and the increased use and their prevalence at the moment throughout the population. The Irish Daily Mail, it goes with a presidential story as well. Steen Aura's hopes hang by a thread. Conservative campaigner in last minute scramble for nomination. The Irish Daily Star, its lead story, body sent for CT scan, the Daniel post-mortem mystery, more tests needed, as still no clues as to how the toddler died, and that with coupled along with a picture of Daniel Arubose, the child that whose remains are believed to have been found there in Donabate. More tests needed to find out how tragic Daniel died is also on the Irish Daily Mirror. Then its lead story, though, is one word, deranged. World's most powerful man baby. Trump rants to UN about climate change, migrants, Gaza, escalators and teleprompters. The Herald, it goes with the gangster escaped out of open door at Garda station. It's a headline there on the front of the Herald. A nationwide manhunt for gangland criminal. A nationwide manhunt is in place for a criminal who escaped from a Kilkenny Garda station. It's understood the fugitive managed to escape on the street from a door that is normally secured in the station. Is in an incident described as being a pure fluke on Monday. And then just a word of warning, I'm going to reveal who won the traitors because that's the lead story on the Irish Sun. So if you haven't seen the episode, cover your ears. Traitors, explosive finale, Queens of the Castle. So host Siobhan McSweeney last night hailed the victorious Manon Aherin after the faithful trio bagged the traitors, and they're Kelly Higgins, Oyin Adeyemi and Vanessa Ogbonna banish rival Ben in a dramatic fireside showdown so they are to share the prize. So apologies if I've ruined your morning and ruined the surprise of the traitor, but there you go. That's what everybody, I suppose, will be talking to today. Quickly, look at the front of the Times in London. An interesting story that the UK parking industry is now estimated to employ more people than there are full-time soldiers in the British Army. And it's an interesting story about the priorities, I suppose, of countries now, and given the security situation across the globe, an interesting fact there. Looking inside the papers, inside the Irish Independent, vaccine uptake in Ireland lags behind pre-COVID era figures. Uptake of childhood vaccines has not returned to pre-pandemic levels in many countries, including Ireland. That's according to a senior HSE doctor, and that's the director of National Health Protection Office, Dr. Eamon O'Moore, said a report from the UNICEF and WHO found childhood vaccinations against measles, whooping cough and other diseases in 53 countries in Europe and Central Asia remained below pre-pandemic levels last year. People leaving home for the first time, now 27 on average. Last year, the average age of a young person moving out of their parents' house was almost 27 years old in Ireland, higher than the European average. That's according, this is the Irish Independent, page 29. In 2024, young people in the EU left their parents' house at an average age of 26.2 years, while the average age in Ireland was 26.8 years. Also in the Irish Independent, the Garda traffic units have net increase of just 19 officers, despite resource pledge. Ex-Commissioner Harris vowed to add 150 officers by the end of this year, and the number of personnel attached to Garda road policing units has increased by just 19 over the past 16 months. A study by Road Safety Group Park shows there were 640 officers attached to RPUs nationwide on July 31st. That story in the Irish Independent. Another story that caught my eye in the papers was, however much you drink, you're at risk of dementia. Drinking any amount of alcohol increases the risk of dementia. An article in the Irish Daily Mail shows, and the researchers warned that their findings challenged the idea that light drinking could benefit brain health. And finally, a funny story that caught my eye in the Irish Daily Mail, I think we all identify with it. Are you a cereal hoarder? You're not alone on holidays. One in five holidaymakers hoard hotel breakfast buffet items for their lunch in order to save cash, according to a new survey. And this survey by multitrip.com highlighted the spending habits of Irish people when travelling abroad. It says we tend to budget our finances on our holidays, with 20% of us taking lunch items at the hotel breakfast buffet rather than spending money on restaurants. I know that I usually go for a good breakfast so that I can avoid having to pay for a lunch later on in the day. Well, those are the stories making the headlines in today's papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.